January 6th has long been a special day for Christians, a day to remember the visit of the wise men, or magi, to Bethlehem. According to the New Testament, this happened about a year after the Christ was born. By then, Mary and Joseph had long since left the temporary lodging of the stable. In describing the arrival of the wise men, Matthew's Gospel says, "On coming to the house, they, the magi, saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him." We don't know how many magi there were, or if they were kings, as tradition has it. And if you and I could be transported back to ancient Bethlehem to ask them, they would probably say, "It doesn't matter whether we are kings. What's important is that this child is." Jesus is the king promised of old, the king who came to rule to all eternity, to rule not by force of arms, but by the strength of his redeeming love, love that caused him to lay aside his royal prerogatives and lay down his life for us, to lay it down and to take it up again. He is the king victorious over our worst enemies, sin, death, and hell. No wonder wise men still seek him, still worship him, still serve him.